All right, the Tipp County Blue Devils and the Lowndes Eye Vikings ready to kick off the Vikings' final season game. Well, and Tipp County's final season game, regular season game of 2010. For all your play-by-play action, it's the voice of the Vikings, Wes James.
Thank you, Bill Osborne. Back deep to receive number 25, Gerald Pledger, a sophomore, and number 15, D.D. Jackson, a senior. Jackson on the far side of the field on the visitor's side. Solomon places the ball down on the hash mark on our near side. Everybody on their feet. There's puts his foot into it. High end over end kick. And that ball will sail into the end zone, as we are accustomed to. And Tipp County will take over on their own 20-yard line.
Yeah, Jed Solomon kind of went through a little couple bumps over the last couple games. Was not putting him as deep into the end zone. But tonight, man, he got his foot into that one all the way into the back of the end zone. A touchback. And Tipp County will start at the 20-yard line, first and 10.
Let's see what Mr. Jackson, Todrick Jackson, the freshman, can do against our Viking defense. He sends receivers near side and far side. Now he's got twins to the far side, single receiver near side. And he keeps in the backfield with him Jesse Jones. We're in a five-man front. Takes a snap, drops back, look at that tend to throw. Off the hands of his receiver on the far side of the field, incomplete pass. It'll be second and 10. That was to number 18, Nick Utley. Boy, that's a name that we heard a lot last year, Bill.
Yeah, it was. I was real impressed with that. Todrick Jackson got the snap in the shotgun, just a quick throw out to his right, just a little bit high to his wide receiver. He was open, though, Wes.
All right, Blue Devils up over the ball, going from right to left on your radio dial. Sends D.D. Jackson to the far side. Utley to the near side, puts a man in the slot. Actually, he's got trips to the home side. Waiting on the snap. Starts right. Looking. He's got a hole. Turns, cuts back inside. Still on his feet. As he gets out to the 25, they're going to mark him down just shy of the 25-yard line. Give him about 4.5 yards on the carry. Should be third at about 5 from there.
I tell you, with a quarterback with the athleticism of Jackson, you've got to be careful of his legs and what he can do to you. You've got to be able to stay home with your linebackers or your safeties. Now, we just were in a nickel position formation. We pulled Mikey on Pageant out now.
All righty. Ball on the near hash mark. Brings Jackson to our side. He's got twins near side, twins far side. We're showing man coverage. He's empty backfield. Looks over the defense, and that four-man front for our Vikings now drops back. Looks, throws across the middle, catches made by D.D. Jackson, still on his feet as he crosses the 30 up to the 31, 6-yard pass play, and a first down for the Blue Devils.
Yeah, he just little pattern right across the middle, a drag pattern. Not a lot, but just enough for a first down. Wes, one of the things I want to watch is this offensive line for Tipp County. We don't know a lot about them. They have kind of a little bit of an unorthodox stance about them, how they're on the field there. I thought I saw the right tackle move slightly before the snap. We'll have to keep an eye on that.
All righty, again, Jackson, twins, tenth, he sends twins near side, twins far side. First and 10 from the 31. Takes a snap, drops back, and now we had motion. You're right, because a tackle on this side, Bill, their left tackle, moved before the ball.
Well, they're all down in a very unusual stance. They're not really in that square three-point stance. They're all kind of turned sideways a little bit. I saw one of them do a hip wiggle a little bit, just adjusting himself. The center is not in a crouch position. He's almost turned himself a little bit sideways. So, again, very unorthodox. We'll just keep an eye on that.
Have to watch our techniques up front. We've played a minute and a half, 10:38 to go here in the first quarter. No score. First possession by Tipp.
First and 15 now for the Blue Devils.
They send two receivers far side, two near side. He keeps Rashad Daniels, a sophomore, in the backfield with him right behind him, kind of like in the pistol. We're showing blitz. There it comes. Drops back, and the whistles are blowing.
Again, a false start for Tipp County, it looks like.
And
you're absolutely right. They're moving. They move. That's three plays in a row. The first time they didn't call it, but our coaches jumped on it immediately and pointed it out. And that's two plays in a row now that they have called it. But they are moving. They're coming out of their stance just a little early.
So it'll be first and 20. Good eyes down there, Marty. And what happened was bringing Josh Clemens on an inside blitz, and when he came up to the line of scrimmage, boy, they jumped because they saw Grandpa coming, and he didn't have his cane with him. Back at the 22. 10:15 to go, clock running. Now, Jackson sends Twins to the far side, Twins to the near side. We go back to a five-man front. Waiting on the snap. There it is. Drops back again. Throws out in the flats. Catch made out in air. And they get back to the 31-yard line. That's number 13 on the catch. That is Kevon May.
Yeah, they picked up about eight of those 10 penalty yards back on that one play. The pass was very low. He caught it really down around his shoestrings.
Second and 12 from the 30-yard line. I thought he got to the 31 on the ball on the far hash mark.
Jackson remains in that shotgun, Wes.
Now he brings Trips to our side, sends one receiver right in front of the Tiff bench. In the pistol. He's got Daniels right behind him. Five-man front for the Vikings. They move again.
Yep, that end that time. 78.
And they are jumping early. Oh.
Little frustration there from one of the Tiff players as he's just kind of made a little chuck play there. I don't want to call him out.
And instead of second and 12, it'll be second and 17.
Yeah, they didn't call a penalty on that, but a little extracurricular activity. Heard some moans and groans from the crowd in front of us.
Now, this is a very experienced officiating crew, and those are things they like to handle before it gets out of hand.
Yep.
All right, now Jackson brings three receivers near side, single receiver far side, keeps Daniels in the backfield right behind him. Five-man front for our Vikings. There's a snap. Again, throws out in the flats. It's a halfback pass. They got a man wide open and overthrows number 18. That's Nick Utley at the 40-yard line. And they had come to the near side with number 15, D.D. Jackson. And Jackson just stopped a little trickery. And Bill, had he put the ball on the money, a little more air under it, and it would have been six.
Yeah, Kenneth Durden bit up on the little pass out pattern. It was very close, Wes. I look back at it now. Was it really a backwards pass? It was really close. Now, there's an official right there on the spot. I've got to say he thought it was, but it was as close to a flat forward pass as I've seen that not called that way.
Third and 17, and I learned a little bit about who calls that on the field. It's not the referee. Well, in the shotgun it is. But if they go into center, it's one of the linesmen. And Jackson is in the shotgun. We go back to a four-man front. Our nickel package is in. Trips near side, and they got delay a game.
Yeah, third down here, they got a delay a game, and that'll back them up another five.
8:51 to go here in the first quarter. It's been Tiff's ball, but most of the yards have been penalties against Tiff.
They started on the 20. They got a first down at the 32, and since then they have done nothing but move backwards.
Wes, Bill on that last play, on that little double pass there, the reason he overthrew it is because Geraldo Order came up and put a little pressure on him, and he had to throw it too soon.
8:51 to go. Trips near side, single receiver far side. We are in the first quarter with no score. Jackson, barking out signals, takes a snap, drops back, looking downfield, throws way downfield, got a receiver, and did he make the catch? Yes, he did.
And a first down, too.
All the way out to the 44-yard line. That was number 85, Benny Ruff.
He just got in the middle of the zone right there, went up and got some height, made the catch, and a first down for the Blue Devils.
We played a hard cover, too, dropped our safeties back. And when you do that, that leaves the middle of the field open. And that's where that pass was completed at. So a third and 17, they pick up a first down after their 44. Again, trips to the far side, single receiver near side. Barking out signals, drop backs, look, throws again across the middle, and did he make the catch?
There's no call. I mean, it looked awful low, but I think they're going to give him the catch, Wes.
Yep, the umpire turned and a signaled catch. That was number 19, Trent
Guys,
Hillman.
I had a great angle on that one, and the ball definitely skipped to him.
Yeah,
but it looks like they're going to give him the catch. I don't think the official really saw it.
No,
they all looked at each other like trying to figure it out, but that ball skipped.
I'm sorry, Marty, I was going to say the same thing. I don't think any official had a good look at it.
Well, whether they did or not, it's first and 10 at our 46-yard line. We had them in a hole, and here comes Tiff. Two receivers far side, two near side. We go to a four-man front, showing man-to-man defense. Jackson in the backfield by himself, barks out signals, looks to our side of the field, makes a throw, catch in and out of the hands of number 86. That's Javon Jackson, a junior. It'll be second and 10, stocks the clock. with 7:48 to go and no score here in the first period.
Anthony Chandler comes out. He was playing that nose position the last series out there. Tyquan Lang on the field right now at one of the safety spots. Geraldo Orta out there at one of the corners along with Kerry Stanley.
Twins left, Twins right, five-man front in the pistol. Daniels behind Jackson. We're showing blitz off the corner. There it comes. The dumps it out. Oh, off the fingertips of number 43 right on our side of the field, Justin McLeod. And he didn't want to catch the ball because he had the shredder coming up. Fixed to put a lick on him, so it'll be third and 10.
Yeah, Tim St. Fort, coming from his defensive end position on the left side, was coming full bore at the quarterback. He had to unload the ball very quickly and was not able to make a good throw. That'll bring up third down and 10 now for the Blue Devils.
Ball in the middle of the field. Sends D.D. Jackson to the far side. Two receivers near side. Now puts a man in the slot on our side. And the pistol. Jackson waiting on the snap. We're showing blitz. There we come up the middle. He's got to get rid of it. And no, sir, he's going nowhere. There come the shredder.
And along with Grandpa Clemens and the rest of this Viking defense, these guys just came on a jailbreak blitz. And there was nothing the quarterback could do. He lost about 9 yards on the play.
That'll drop him back to their 44-yard line where they'll have to punt.
Look who their punter is, Wes.
It is. It's Todrick Jackson, their freshman quarterback. Back deep is the mailman, Troy Braswell, standing about our 20.
Lost 9 yards on that sack.
Waiting on the snap. There it is. Bounces it. Picks it up. Oh, and we almost get it. Braswell lets it hit at the 30. It takes a Viking bounce back to the 35. They say it goes out of bounds at the 36.
About a 20-yard punt.
That's where we'll take over, first and 10 on our 36-yard line.
Makes it easy when it rolls right to the original first down marker. First down and 10 for the Vikings. Tiff moved the ball well. Had a lot of penalties in that last series, but it ends up having to punt it away, and the Viking offense now will take over.
All righty, Duncan at fullback. Durden comes to our near side. Parker goes under center. Six-man front, eight men in the box, and Cole's being chased, running, looks downfield. Oh, and tries to get it down to number 21, Nick Bergman, and
Looked like just
kind of might have got tipped a little bit.
Yeah, Kevon May, number 13, was the one who made the tip there. He got his hands up. He had a receiver downfield a little ways there, but Kevon did a great job getting his hands up.
Second down. Second and 10. We rolled out, came to our right side. Let's see what we do now.
At fullback.
All righty, D. Daniels in at fullback. Tied into our side. Ball on the far hash mark. Give it to Daniels up the middle. He runs right into two or three. Blue Devils, he'll get out to the 43-yard line. Give him 2 yards. It'll be third and 8 from there.
Yeah, we haven't seen D. Daniels back there at the quarterback spot a lot. I mean, at the fullback spot. And looks like Nick Bergman checks in now.
Grandpa Clemens checks in.
Third down now and 8 for the Vikings.
Clemens comes near side. Ed Moore tied into the far side. Bergman, Daniels, and Braswell. 8 guys up in the box. Drop back and look. Pass out to Clemens. Makes it. Oh! Grandpa Clemens had the first down after the 49 and turned his head and started to run before he caught the ball.
Well, he got his hands. He's done such a great job catching the ball outside of his body, and that's one of the areas right there. He reached back a little bit. He just closed his hands too soon before the ball got there and knocked it out. Vikings will have to punt now on 4th and 8.
5:56 to go, first quarter. No score.
So 3 and out for the Vikings here in their first series.
Back deep is Gerald Pledger. High kick by Alderman. Hit at the 35. and kind of dies at the
34. 25 with two. That was their deep. Was that their deep guy?
No, that was a 25-yard punt.
Oh, 25-yard punt?
Hey, our spotter's on the ball.
I didn't look at the yard. I was looking for player, and he had it on the yardage sheet. Okay, there we go. God. Bill just needs to pay attention to the sheet.
All righty, 5:43 to go, first quarter, no score. The second possession for the Blue Devils, and they start on their own 34-yard line.
Yep.
Jackson, two receivers far side, two near side, ball on the far hash mark. Daniels drops back, throws the ball out in the flats. Catch made! Oh, wait a minute. It was not a face mask.
He had him by the helmet, but not by the face mask. That was complete to number 19. That's Trent Hillman. But they're going to call a face mask. Tyquan Lang made the tackle, but it was around the head, but not on the face mask.
Nope, horse collar. No, they're signaling face mask.
Yeah, they're signaling. The way he reached was across the top of the helmet, but he did not have the face mask. So the Vikings pick up a 15-yard penalty, and the Blue Devils will get 15 more yards. That'll move them into Viking territory as they're down now at the 46-yard line.
5:35 to go first quarter, no score. Ball on their hash mark. Blue Devils going from right to left on your radio dial. Todrick Jackson, the freshman, sends twins to the far side, twins to the near side. Daniels in the backfield. We're in a five-man front. That 50 defense. They've yet to run the ball tonight. Drops back, looks. We come. Throws it downfield. Got a man open, and the catch made by number 15, D.D. Jackson. Jackson all the way downfield to our 17-yard line.
And Jackson has just got tons of time sitting back there to being able to throw the ball. Just a little skinny post pattern, runs across, makes the catch. We got good defense there by Ken Durden, but not before the catch was made.
Ball right in the center of the field. Jackson goes far side. They bring Nick Utley near side. Now they put a man in the slot. That's Javon Jackson. They're in that pistol. Drops back. Throws that. Catch made. And
yes.
At the 15-yard line. And they got a catch.
Got
and
a
we're
going
to have a hold. The catch was made by number 18, Nick Utley.
Yeah, guys, we got a hold. You can look at Geraldo's jersey and tell who they held. They grabbed him and definitely held him and pulled his jersey almost off his shoulder pads.
We'll take those 10 yards back.
Absolutely.
That'll remain first down, though, for the Blue Devils.
They picked up 1 yard on the pass play.
So that'll make it first down at about 19.
Yep. 4:36 to go, first quarter, no score. Sends Utley to the far side. Receiver near side puts a man in the slot out there. Todrick Jackson, the Blue Devil quarterback, waiting on the snap. There it is. He starts right. We hit him. The option to Daniels blocking the back, not called.
Behind the line.
And it was behind the line, but it wasn't called. And they get across the 25 down to about the 23-yard line.
He did pick up a couple yards on the carry. Nice option
54
pitch.
54 made the tackle.
Nice option pitch, though, Wes. Because we had Jackson. It was going to be a loss.
That was A.J. Flukas. Nasty flu. Pink armbands on our lounge high players, Bill.
Second down now for the Blue Devils.
Twins left, twins right. Jackson drops straight back. Look, pump, start, look. We come out. He got a hand on him. He gets away from one man, too. We hit him at the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, no sack, but they'll get him right at the line of scrimmage. It'll bring up third down and 14 for the Blue Devils.
In on the tackle, number 25, Grandpa Clemens. 3:20 to go here in the first quarter, no score.
Vikings have had the ball one time. They were three and out. Tift has controlled the time of possession here in the first quarter.
Ball on the 23-yard line on the far side of the field. Utley goes that way along with Drew Davis. Two receivers near side. No tight end for the Blue Devils. We're in a five-man front. Showing blitz. There it comes. He drops back. They pick it up across the middle and overthrows a receiver. And Nick, and he won't turn loose. You hear the crowd. It was Order back in coverage. And number 21 thought Order had caught the ball and wouldn't let go of Order's leg.
Well, and I agree. I mean, I don't have a problem with that. He can't see the ball. All he knows is it was overthrown him, and Order might have had it. He needed to make the tackle.
Bill, they're going to set it down on the 30 and attempt a 40-yard field goal.
They got no holder. The kicker's out there, but there's no holder. There he comes.
And that is Griffin Martin. He is their place kicker. Sets it down on the far hash marks up, and it's got the distance, and it's good. And the Blue Devils take a quick 3-0 lead. We'll be back after this 30-second break. You're listening to Lions High Football on 99.5 Kicks Country. All righty, Benny Ruff kicks the ball, and Dirty's got the ball at the 30 to 35, still on his feet, crosses the 40, tiptoes down the sidelines and runs out of bounds at the 45-yard line. Sorry we didn't get back in time, but Benny Ruff kicked off. Durden took the ball took it at the 10 for a 30-yard return out to the 40-yard line.
Kenneth Durden did a great job staying down the sideline right here and just had to tiptoe himself and got out of bounds at the 45-yard line.
Update from Concord. It is the Trojans 20, the Packers 13. The gunslinger goes under center. Six-man front. Almost a seven-man front for the Blue Devils. They're saying throw it. They give it to Braswell around the right side. Gets to the corner. Nothing there. And they'll just drive him right into the ground.
Yeah, no gain that time for Troy Braswell. Looks like 13 and 32 in there on the tackle. That's Kevon May along with number 32, Michael Watts for the Blue Devils.
Second and 10. They're basically saying, you go ahead and throw the ball because they have put seven, sometimes as many as nine men up in that box. Paul Johnson brings the play in. He goes to the TIFF side of the field. Ed Moore tied into our side. Mike Moore in at running back. Braswell and Duncan. It's a straight wing tee. Take the snap. Give it to Braswell looking for a hole. Again, he gets to the line of scrimmage, and there's nothing there, Bill.
They're going to give him maybe a little bit of progress just beyond the 45 this time, so call it 1 yard gain. It'll bring up third down and 9 for the Vikings. In on the tackle for TIFF, number 17, Terrence Felton.
A minute 30 to go. TIFF leads it 3-0 on a 40-yard field goal. Our second possession, and we haven't done much with it. It is third and 10. Grandpa Clemens comes wide receiver near side. They're showing man coverage out here. More in motion. Parker drops, looks back, throws out in the flat. Oh, and Nick Bergman makes the catch, but immediately falls down at the 47-yard line.
Yeah, maybe 2 yards on the catch, Wes.
48, and we'll have to punt.
Cole threw off his back foot. He really couldn't plant it and make the throw. Bergman has beat his man out there. I think a good throw might have picked up 8 or 10 yards and gotten that first down for us.
But the gunslinger was getting pressure from the weak because they've got, like, say, 8 men up on the line of scrimmage, and they just coming after him. Back deep, number 25, Gerald Pledger, the sophomore, standing back about their 20.
29 seconds left here in the first quarter. Vikings trail 3-0.
There's a snap. Nice high kick. Hits at the 30.
It bounced out. It hit out of bounds.
Let's see what they're going to mark it down at.
Holy moly, 31. They said it hit out of bounds at the 31-yard line. I thought it was more about 4 yards back.
All
right. Kipps County will take over now, first and 10 from the 31-yard line.
18 seconds to go here in the first quarter. We trail 3-0. Three receivers near side, single receiver far side. Jackson turns around, says something to the official.
They're going to complain about the band. Now, the Tiff County Blue Devil band has not been quiet yet. So that's okay. Now maybe the Viking fans will get on their feet. Let's go, Vikings, to your feet.
Now it's going to get loud.
Let's go.
Now it's going to get loud. All you have done is made a bunch of Vikings mad, folks. All right, you freshman quarterback.
Let's go, Vikings. Louder. Come on, louder.
There they go. They're cranking it up. Now they're cranking it up. There we go.
And let's keep this intensity.
Jackson. Barks out signal. Takes a snap. Comes down this way looking for the option. Gives it a reverse. And look at who's home. We got him. Hit him in the back.
Bubble.
Now the ball is on the ground, but did we get it before it went out of bounds?
I don't think so. I think it did roll out of bounds.
But now, since they fumbled the ball, if we didn't knock it out of bounds,
it should go back where they lost the possession. Tim St. Fort in on the tackle for the Vikings. He, along with James Mathis, had great pursuit.
All the way back to the 24.
Let's go, Vikings. Back to your feet.
Bill, I'll tell you a little story about Tim St. Fort here in just a minute.
Let's go, Vikings. Back to your feet.
Three receivers, two receivers near side, one receiver far side. Jackson.
Let's go. More noise, more noise. Let's go, Vikings.
I don't know what's going on. The officials. I don't know what, but okay. Now they're saying play ball.
Let's go, Vikings. Get it up.
Four-man rush for our Vikings. Jackson calling out an audible. He's in an empty backfield. Takes the snap. Looking back. There we come. Way downfield. Got a man open. And overthrows him at our 40-yard line.
We are still missing some coverage deep.
And that's the end of the first quarter. Tiff leads it 3-0. We'll take a 60-second break. We'll be right back after this. All righty, we're back here at Martin Stadium. Wes James, Bill Osborne, Marty Rogers on the sidelines. Terry Taylor Biddle, our spotter right here between Bill and I. It will be third and about, 17. The ball back at our 24-yard line.
The difference right now is the crowd is finally getting into this ball game. They have been sitting on their hands for the whole first quarter until that last series. These Viking fans have got to get to their feet right here.
All righty, Tiff leads it 3-0. And we just let a man wide open, and they overthrew him. That's two blown coverages tonight already.
Yeah, that was a really well-thrown ball. That was a touchdown because he was just running free.
All righty.
All right, Viking fans, back to your feet. Let's make some noise now.
Tiff going from left to right on your radio dial. Ball in the near hash mark. Two receivers near side, two far side. Five-man front for our Vikings. They're in the shot. They're in the pistol where the quarterback is in the shotgun, and the running back is right behind him. There's a snap. He drops back and looks. Throws way downfield. Got a receiver open, and we knock it away, and that was Tyquan Lane back in coverage. He cut inside number 86. That is Jakevin Jackson to knock that ball away.
Tyquan had good coverage. I still think he jumped a little too soon on his break there trying to knock it away. But nonetheless, went through the receiver's hands. No catch. It'll bring up fourth down for the Blue Devils, and they'll be set to punt right here.
All righty, and back to punt is number six, Todrick Jackson, their quarterback. Back deep is Troy Braswell standing about our 43-yard line. There's a snap. We come after it. He gets it away. High kick. Braswell signals fair catch and gets out of the way. It hits it to 30, and that's a little down, and that's a 31.
A 43-yard kick by Jackson that time. That one, he had a great spiral on. It got up into the air and it turned over and came down. Troy Braswell decided it wasn't worth trying to make the catch, so he stepped out of the way.
And we'll start on our own 32-yard line.
All right, Viking offense on the field now. First and 10, only our third possession of this ball game.
The gunslinger goes under center, tied into the far side. Takes a snap, drops back, looks, Throws out to Nick Bergman, in and out of his hands.
He had Bergman that time. Bergman just not able to make the catch.
And the gunslinger took a big hit from Bernard Williams. The second and 10. We need to catch the ball, folks. We just need to catch the ball.
We've had two uncharacteristic dropped passes tonight. Nick Bergman missed that one. Josh Clemens missed one out in the flats there.
Well, good hands. Kendall, good hands. Coleman's in. At tight end. Cole goes under center. Gives the ball to Mike Moore around the right side. He's got a block on the corner. Spins. He heads upfield, running north to south, and he'll get across the 35. They're going to mark him down at the 37-yard line. That should be about a 5-yard carry.
And they are going to mark him down at the 37-yard line. Well, that may be the longest play from scrimmage for the Vikings.
Third and five. Grandpa Clemens comes in. He'll come back near side. Bergman and Braswell at the wing backs. Duncan at fullback. Tied in to the TIFF side of the field. Five-man front for TIFF now. Now it's six. We drop back and look. Throw out. Oh, off the hands of Grandpa Clemens. It would have been a first down. Threw out into double coverage, and we'll have to punt the ball.
Yeah, again, another ball where it's outside the body, and Josh has done so well catching the ball outside of his body. And what I mean by that, folks, is outside his body, away from his body. He's having to reach out, and he's made great catches over the season so far, but he's missed two tonight. Jed Solomon set to punt now for the Vikings. Back deep for the Blue Devils, number 25, Gerald Pilger.
Waiting on Solomon's kick. There it is. Booming kick. And we got roughing the punter. We'll have roughing the punter. Ball's on the ground. We pick it up. Do
no,
we have it?
No, we don't.
No, we've got it back. But Jed Solomon is down at the 35. We've got the ball, Bill, down at their 22.
I hope Jed's just putting on a good act for us. There's a lot going on.
Hey, there he comes trotting off the field.
There is a flag back there for roughing the kicker, or at least running into the kicker.
40-yard punt. They fumble the ball. We recover it down on their 24.
Yeah, let's sort this out, see what we got down here. The official now. Running into the kicker. That'll be declined. We recover the muff punt, and it's first down and 10 for the Vikings. And they'll place the ball at the 24-yard line.
Guys, I think Timothy St. Fort came away with a fumble there on the punt.
Yeah, you and our spotter got it. Timothy St. Fort on the recovery.
Got to tell you something about Big Jim here in just a few minutes.
Viking offense back on the field now.
Quincy Crawford comes to our side. They're waiting on the quarterback.
Waiting on the official to put it in play. There's the whistle.
There we go. D. Daniels back in at fullback. Six-man front for TIFF. Bergman in motion. They give it to Bergman around the right side. Cut between two guys. Found a little seam, and he'll pick up about 2 yards, and that's going to be just about it.
Yeah, Bergman was trying to find that opening around the right side, able to cut it up. In on the tackle for the Blue Devils, number 49, Bernard Williams.
Second and nine, the ball at the 22-yard line. Coffey extends their lead to 27-14 over the Packers. Tied in to the far side. Parker back, looks in the pocket, drops up, steps inside, still on his feet, gets away from one man, he'll go down, they'll sack him back at the 29.
A lot of coverage downfield. Now, Paul Johnson opened up underneath, but by the time Paul opened up, Cole was just completely covered up. In on the tackle, number 29 for the Blue Devils, Tyler Wood.
Bill, is going to be third and about 15. We've got to get down just across the 14-yard line. They're coming with everybody, and we give it up the middle, and there's a flag, and it's going to be a legal procedure against our Vikings.
Yeah, false start on the offensive line. They need to put number 13 back on his side of the field. There we go. That'll mark it back five, and it'll be about third and 19 now.
Durden comes in.
Sorry,
9:20 to go here in the first half. Vikings trail it 3-0.
Sorry, that's third and 21 now for the Vikings.
Durden comes near side. Bergman at wing back, our side. Mike Moore far side. D. Daniels at fullback. Five-man front. They walk a linebacker up on the far side. Drop back. They come on the blitz. Oh, intercepted at the 25-yard line.
Wow, number 13, and that is Kevon May just playing a spy out there in the middle. Makes the interception, and it'll be Blue Devil ball at the 25-yard line, first and 10. Tyler Hunter now out on defense. He was out that last series. I didn't see Tyler at all during the first quarter now. He is in his safety position here starting this second quarter.
Two receivers far side to the Blue Devils, one near side. Five-man front for our Vikings. Jackson, the Blue Devil quarterback, in the shotgun. Standing at the 21. Takes the snap. Starts ref. Cuts back inside. He's got a hole. He's across the 30 to 35. The 40. The 45 still on his feet. We'll run him down. He's at the 35. The 30. We'll run him out of bounds, Bill, at our 27-yard line.
That was number 54. I'm sorry, 54 yards on the run. 54 yards on the run. A quarterback that has those kind of moves is so dangerous if you get out of your lanes. First down and 10 for the Blue Devils. They lead 3-0 here in the second quarter.
And they're at our 27-yard line. Jackson sends three receivers far side. Keeps the man near side. Daniels behind him. Five-man front. We shift back toward the home side. Barks out signals. Drops back. The lefty looks. Throws out. Oh, and the catch is made. And the Blue Devils are all the way down to our one. Makes the catch at the 15. He's across the 10. The five. We finally haul him down at our one-yard line.
Yeah. Completion to number 86. That's Javon Jackson. Jake Van Jackson. For 26 yards, and they're down at the one-yard line. It's first and goal for the Blue Devils.
8:41 to go. Clock rolling here in the first half.
Blue Devils lead here 3-0, and they threaten here to put another six on the board.
Here come the Blue Devil offensive line up over the ball. They go to a power I formation.
A wing.
Jackson goes under center. Nope, it's an inverted wishbone. Jackson takes the snap. Barks out while he's barking out signals. Takes it, looking for a quarterback snake, and he gets it. He goes over the right side, and he doesn't stop till he's into the end zone. Touchdown, Blue Devils.
Wow. This crowd here in Martin Stadium on the Viking side is just completely stunned right now. As Tiff has gone up 9-0, they go out for their extra point that will make it 10-0 if they make this good.
Griffin Martin on to attempt the extra point.
Players late on both sides coming onto the field.
There's a snap. Ball's down, kicks up, it's good. With 8:03 to go here in the first half. It is 10-0 Tiff. We'll be taking a 60-second break right back after this. Ruff kicks off, high end over kick, and it'll sail into the end zone. Kenny Durden says, nope, I'm not going to try to catch it. And we'll take over first and 10 on our 20-yard line. Right, 8:03 to go, first half. Vikings trail it 10-0. We've only been down by 10 one other time. Braswell, Duncan, Moore. We're showing double tight ends. Six-man front for Tift. Braswell in motion. Give it to Moore over the right side, and there's nothing there. We have not opened a hole all night long. Yeah, we did one time. Got a five-yard carry.
Yeah, five-yard carry, and that's really been about the best thing we've had tonight.
Get a yard, second and nine.
You wonder, you know, are the Vikings a little flat? The crowd's a little flat. And the Blue Devils definitely have come in here fired up. They lead 10-0 right now.
Well, Jay Wall said this was their playoff game, and they're playing like it. Again, double tight end. Parker calls a play at the line of scrimmage. Got Braswell in motion. Picks it around, roll around the right side, nothing. They hit him in the backfield. He gets back to the line of scrimmage, and he'll get 2 yards, and that's it. It'll be third and eight from there. And on the tackle is number 62, Timothy Hodnott.
I'd say it was Alex Martin.
Third and eight.
We got two of those same numbers. I'd go with the senior.
And some TIFF player tackling, that's for sure. Durden comes near side. Braswell going to move Braswell out in the slot. Parker goes under center. Two backs in the backfield. Six-man front for TIFF. Parker rolls right. Looked at it. Come on to blitz. After him, they hit him. Spins away from one man, two. Still on his feet. They'll hit him, and he'll go down behind. Maybe back to the line. He'll lose back to the original line of scrimmage. He'll go down around the 20.
And he took a shot right to the thighs, but he's back up quickly. That'll bring up fourth down. The Vikings will have to punt again.
And, Bill, we've had the ball five times tonight. We've punted it four times and threw an interception.
The way this defense is playing, Wes, reminds me of a green team we played about 70 miles from here.
Mm-hmm. There's Solomon's punt. High, high punt. It bounces at our 49, and we'll down it at the 48.
A 29-yard punt, and the Blue Devils will take over first down and 10. From on the Blue Devil side, on the Viking side of the field, at the 48-yard line, Blue Devils have been able to move the ball very well tonight. Our defense just not able to get pressure to this quarterback and stay with these wide receivers.
All righty. Three receivers near side, one far side, showing man coverage. Jackson barking out signals for the Blue Devils. Takes a snap, drops back, looks, pumps, starts to run, lobs the ball down, fell, and we ain't popped
it.
Stanley intercepts the ball at the 35.
He tipped it,
and then got the reception, and they haul him down, Bill, at the 37.
Kerry Stanley, what a catch. Just a good heads up. He saw the ball coming, jumped up into the air. As Wes said, he tipped it, and he tipped it again. And great concentration. The Vikings now have the ball first down and 10. Now let's see if that'll fire this crowd up, fire this offense up, and see if we can get some yardage. We really have not had any yards to speak of offensively tonight.
Well, they sent it down to the 38. Vikings going from right to left on your radio dial. 5:38 to go. We trail it by 10-0. Tight end to our side. Parker under center. Puts Braswell in motion toward their side. Pitches out. Looking for a block. Cuts back inside. One man behind Mike Moore. He gets to the 40, maybe the 41. And those were three long, long yards.
Yeah, he swept out on the outside. I thought he was going to have a lot. But they have such defensive speed. The tackle made by number 29, Patrick Atwater of the Blue Devils.
Give him 4 yards, second and six on the carry after the 41-yard line.
Troy Braswell's limping off again. That ankle, I'm sure, it's still bothering him.
Paul Johnson comes near side. Bergman at wing back far side. And they give it to Duncan right up the middle, and the big diesel will get absolutely nowhere.
Got about 2 yards maybe from the mark they're going to give him.
Third, Clemens comes in.
Be about third and five for the Vikings.
Out at the 42-yard line. 4:34 to go first half. We'll get the ball to start the second half, but we trail it by 10 to nothing. Clemens in man coverage. They're showing blitz off the corner. They throw it out to Clemens looking for a block. They hit him at the line. In fact, he'll lose yardage.
Back to the 40.
We threw a traveling little wide receiver screen out here, and we'll lose back to the 40, and we'll have to punt again.
Again, for the Blue Devils, number 29, Patrick Atwater in on the tackle. We're not getting enough blocking out on the edges like that to make that little screen pass.
All right, waiting on Jed Solomon's punts. He stands at the 25. They've got 10 men coming after it. Solomon gets a high, high punt. Pledger says, I'll catch it. And he drops it on the ground, but he picks his own fumble up at the 20. I mean, his own muff at the 20.
41-yard punt that time by Jed Solomon. Great punt that time. The punt returner not able to field the ball real well, but it fell right in front of him. He was able to fall right on top of it. Tyler Vanderzand in the long snapper was there, just not able to get down on it in time. First and 10 now for the Blue Devils.
Two receivers far side, one near side. They put a man in the slot on the far side. We go back to a four-man front. Ball on the near hash mark in front of our bench. In front of our stands, rather. Jackson asking for the football. Drops back, looks, throws out in the flats. Catch made by Utley at the 25, and he'll get to the 26. And there'll be a five-yard catch.
Almost six, almost 7 yards on the catch. Clock continues to run, 3:20. Our Vikings trail 10-0 to the Blue Devils here in the first half.
That's our fifth, three and out.
They will mark it at the 27, so a 7 yard gain on the pass.
Second and 7 from there. Sends the receivers to their side of the field. Single receiver on our side. Again, a five-man front. He's running down, flips the ball back at us on the ground. And we pick it up. It bounced right back up into the hands, Bill, of number 25, Grandpa Clemens.
They tried that toss pitch at the very last minute. The running back not quite ready for it. Bounces out, and Grandpa Clemens right there to recover it. And it's first down and 10 now for the Vikings in the red zone. There's the horn. Let's go, Vikings.
Bill, we've had the ball down here. This is the second time we've had it down there. We need to get some points. 2:47 to go here in the first half, and we trail it by 10. Bergman, Mike Moore, Duncan in at fullback, and
we got a whistle, timeout. Tiff County will take a 30-second break. We'll be right back after this. Vikings trail 10-0.
All righty, back at Martin Stadium, Wes James, Bill Osborne, Marty Rogers on the sidelines. Taylor Biddle doing our spotting for us. It will be first and 10 Vikings at the Tift 18-yard line. They just fumbled the ball, and Grandpa Clemens picked it up. 2:47 to go in the half. We trail it 10-0. All right, charge. Two tight ends for the Vikings. We've got Bergman in motion, and they give the counter to Mike Moore. He gets to the 16. And he'll pick up a yard, and that's it. It'll be, that gave him 2 yards, so it'll be second and 8. We've not been able to run against Tift all night. D. Daniels comes in. Duncan comes out. Let's go, you sons of thunder. Earn your name now, fellas.
They got to take over right here against this defensive front.
Six-man front. Two linebackers up tight for Tiff. Bergman in motion. We give it to D. Daniels over the right side. He's got a hole as he crosses the 10. That time they did their job. It's going to be close to the first down. They're stopping the clock. They're going to measure this one.
He's going to look, and then we'll see if he's going to measure or just, yeah, if he's going to measure it.
We'll keep it here. Had it been on our side of the field, we might have taken a 30, but
no, we'll stay right here. They'll measure. It's going to be awful close to a first down.
James Mathis is going in, along with Chandler.
Stretch the chains, and it's going to be just short. That'll bring up
Third and very short.
Yep. Vikings have not gotten the first down tonight, Wes.
Clemens brings the play in. We are a better football team than this. We're just not playing like it tonight.
Down.
Clemens will line up. Heavy right. With Bulldozer, with Mathis in the backfield along with Mike Moore. Almost like a double tight end set. And Bill?
You got Justin Wilson out at one of those tight ends.
They've got 11 guys up on the ball. Takes a snap, gives it to Moore around the right side, got a hole, trips and falls at the 5-yard line, but we've got the first down.
That'll bring up first and goal now for the Vikings. That time they used James Mathis as a decoy and a great block to give Mike Moore the hole to pick up the first down.
Inside, 2 minutes to go here in the first half, and we still trail 10-0. It'll be first and goal from the 6-yard line. Ball on the far hash mark. Vikings going from right to left on your radio dial. Let's go, Vikings. Come on, Sons of Thunder. Swing those battle axes. Let's get the long boats going. They're stacking the line with 9. Give it a Moore around the right side. Got a hole. Cuts back inside. Touchdown, Vikings.
I see you, Mike Moore.
A 6-yard TD run by Mike Moore.
And 1:22 left in the first half. The Vikings finally cracked the scoreboard. Look at the scoreboard.
Touchdown, Vikings. 10-7. I'm missing something.
They hadn't kicked the extra point yet.
Oh, they hadn't kicked the extra point. I've already put it on the board.
Wow, I don't know about that automatic yet.
Hang time. Now they take it off.
Now they take it and fix it. It's 10-6, waiting on the extra point.
There it is. Ball downs, kicks up. It's good. 10-7, Vikings trail by 3. We'll take a 60-second break. Back after this. High, high kick. Fletcher will take it at the 1. He comes across the 5, the 10, the 15. We hit him at the 20. Gets out to the 21-yard line, and that's as far as he'll go. But that will be about a 20-yard return.
Viking defense now come out as they trail the Blue Devils 10-7. 1:14 left here in the first half. I tell you, there's going to be some conversation and a great deal of coaching in the half at the locker room at halftime.
Bradwell and Grove 7-7 in the third. Beach and Benedictine 7-3 at the half. We'll watch that one. It's 27-21. Coffee as they go to the third quarter over there in Concord. All righty, 3 receivers near side, 1 far side. 4-man front for our Vikings. Empty backfield for Jackson. Takes the snap. There we come. Looking. Throws that catch made by Utley at the 25. We hit him immediately, and he knew he got hit. It's about 3 yards on the pass play. He was hit by number 31, Kerry Stanley. Clock still running. Inside a minute now. The ball out to the 26-yard line. Giving 4 yards on the catch. 2nd and 6 from there.
Vikings do have all 3 timeouts, but they're not going to use them here.
Tiff sends 3 receivers near side, 1 far side. Jackson, empty backfield. We are in man coverage. Tyquan Lane slides over in a cover 2 for our Vikings. Oops, quarterback draw. Hardy, Anthony Chandler. I'm on the...
Nope.
Chandler, who...
No, that was 93. That's
Justin Wilson. Justin Wilson had a hand on the quarterback to start with and slowed him up enough for our linebackers to get to him.
Yeah, it was Luke Baker, number 45, for the Blue Devils in on the tackle. We'll bring up 3rd down now.
How can the Blue Devils be in on the tackle?
Oh, excuse me, R45. God, we're going to have to work on color sheets or something. I don't know.
That's Mikeyon Padgett.
Mikeyon Padgett in on the tackle.
So 3rd
and 4. We got a spotter, but it's...
That's the end of the first half, Bill. Let's keep it right here.
Coach, tough first half. Tiffin came to play.
Yeah, they sure did, boy. They came ready to play. We got to make some adjustments here and having a hard time pass blocking them.
Coach, we get the ball second half. Obviously, that's big for us. What do you tell your team at halftime?
Now we got to get up and play.
Good luck second half, Coach.
All righty. Thank you, Marty Rogers. And we'll take a – it is – Tiff 10, our Vikings 7. We'll take a five-minute break. We'll be right back after this. It is the Barry Broom All-State Halftime Report here on the Lions Football Radio Network on 99.5 Kicks Country.